The Story of the Renaissance by William Henry Hudson. Chapter 1. The Renaissance in General. 1. What do we mean by the Renaissance? It is not unusual to figure civilization as an incoming tide, advancing almost imperceptibly in wave after wave of recurrent effort. The image is not a very good one, but if it be permitted, then we are justified in speaking of occasional tidal waves which, with a tremendous, sudden inrush of energy, carry the water far up the shore. Such a tidal wave occurred in what we know as the period of the Renaissance. It is the purpose of this little book to give some account of what was accomplished in this wonderful age of newly awakened activity, fresh beginnings and fundamental change in life and thought. It will therefore be desirable at the outset to put the question, what do we mean by the Renaissance? Various answers suggest themselves according to the point of view we choose for the moment to adopt. The institutional historian fixes his attention on the birth of a new political consciousness with the decline of the medieval idea of the papacy and the empire, and the spread of the sentiment of nationality throughout Europe. The historian of society is mainly concerned with the birth of new social conditions accompanying the breaking up of the regime of feudalism and chivalry, the growth of commerce, and the beginnings of modern industrialism. The scientist emphasizes the rediscovery of nature, the opening up of the world by maritime exploration, the founding of astronomy, anatomy, physiology, medicine, and the establishment of the true scientific method. For the historian of thought, the principal interest of the Renaissance lies in the abandonment of the old theological scholasticism and the rise of the spirit of free, rational inquiry. To the student of religious evolution, the Renaissance suggests